United States Treasury Department presents Guest Star with Harry Sosnick and the Savings Bonds Orchestra, yours truly, John Conte, and starring 1953 Academy Award winning Miss Donna Reed. How do you do, ladies and gentlemen? This is John Conte, your host for Guest Star, a transcribed feature for Savings Bonds, presented as a contribution of this station in the public interest. Saving is simpler than you think when you buy savings bonds through the payroll savings plan at work. Make your savings automatic and sure. Join the payroll savings plan today. Let's set the mood with Harry Sosnick leading the Savings Bonds Orchestra in his own arrangement of Paris. It is my pleasure to introduce our star, the winner of the Academy Award as the Best Supporting Actress of 1953, lovely Donna Reed. For her performance, we take you to Hollywood and our narrator, Rod O'Connor.
Now, as the curtain rises on our play, Object Matrimony, we find our star, Donna Reed, as Lois Hunter, secretary to Mark Thatcher, divisional sales director of the Tuckamin Baby Products Company, talking to a girlfriend on the phone, while her boss is out working, trying to hustle up some orders.
Mr. Thatcher, I mean, you should be back any moment, and I'll have to hang up. But, Dorothy, you just don't know what that man does to me. 3 years I've been waiting, and... Oh, here he comes now. Bye.
Oh, what a day, what a day. Any calls, Lois?
Oh, just this telegram, Mr. Thatcher. But you'd better sit down before you read it.
Sit down? Here, give me that. Arriving at 6:10, staying at Hotel Belmont, looking forward to seeing you and meeting your family at last. Regards, Horace Pringle. Horace Pringle? Lois, do you realize what this means?
It means Mr. Pringle wants to meet you and your family.
Oh, you have the gall to sit there, act as if nothing's happened or is going to happen. You, the whole thing was your idea.
My idea?
Why, certainly. You talked me into telling Pringle I'm a family man.
Well, now, I've heard everything. All I did was to tell you that some people I know in his hometown said Horace Pringle doesn't buy $1 worth of merchandise from anyone who isn't married and has children.
Oh.
Now, you were the genius who figured out that you could tell him you were, just to make thousands of dollars a year out of his business.
Well, what's the difference who thought it up? Pringle's account is worth thousands to this company, and if I lose it now, off goes my head, right here, fired. tossed out into the street.
Now, calm down, Mr. Thatcher. Huh? I admit it's bad, but it isn't too bad.
No?
No. If you need a wife for one evening, you can call the escort bureau and hire one. Of course, with the child labor laws we have, I don't exactly know what you'll do about the 5 children you told him you have. And, Mr. Thatcher, don't you dare think what you're thinking.
Oh, but I am, Lois. I'll even say it. You helped get me into this mess, and you're going to help get me out. For tonight, you're going to be Mrs. Mark Thatcher.
More coffee, Mr. Pringle?
No, no, thank you, Mrs. Thatcher. But let me tell you something. That was just about the best meal I've had in months. Well, present cooks accepted, of course, Molly.
Now, Horace, you know I'm not that good a cook. And, Mrs. Thatcher, I don't know how you find time to be, bringing up 5 children and all. You're very kind, Mrs. Pringle. But if the kiddies hadn't just happened to be at their grandmother's for the weekend, I'm afraid our dinner tonight would have come from the frozen food chests at the corner grocer.
Well, now, you have no idea how disappointed we are not to see your little brood, Mrs.
Horace?
Hmm? Flock?
Brood, flock, who cares? Just as long as you love them,
yeah.
Huh?
Talking about loving them, Mark, I'll bet Mr. Pringle would just love our new line of playpens. You know, the aluminum ones that fold into a kitchen stool for Mother when they're not in use.
Oh, now, Lois, no business at home, huh? After all, Mr. and Mrs. Pringle are our guests.
Oh.
Balderdash. Guests now. Balderdash. Molly and I have to go back tomorrow now, so if you happen to have a sample here and an order book, well, it just so happens I need playpens right now by the dozen, so come on, boy. Thank you, son. Thank
That's
you. Come
right,
on,
yeah.
Let's see them.
Now, Lois, I'll have to hand it to you. Oh, old Balderdash never even suspected we weren't married. And what an order the old boy gave me, huh?
Well, maybe the dinner relaxed him and put him in a good frame of mind. He had doubles on everything.
Well, so did I. You know something? Lois, you're a remarkably good cook. A remarkably good one.
Well, thanks. Now, if you'll get my things and drive me...
Lois, listen to me.
Well, how can I? You're squeezing me so tight. I can't hear a thing.
I'm a fool. I never realized it before. Not only do I like you around the house, but I love you. Darling, you will marry me, won't you?
Oh, Mark. Mark, I've loved you for 3 years, and Good heavens. I just thought of something. If we get married now, the Pringles will find out, and then he'll know you've been lying to him all this time.
Yeah. If I lose his account, Well, let him fire me. I don't care. You're worth more to me than any job in the whole world.
Oh, thank you, darling. And now, well, let's make a clean breast of it by going down to the hotel and telling the Pringles the plain, unvarnished truth.
So, you deliberately lied to me just to get my business.
Yes, sir, I did.
And if you want it, here's your order back. Mark and I are getting married, even if he loses his job and we starve to death.
Well, now it's about time, Lois.
It certainly is. Took me 3 years to land him, Uncle Horace.
Yeah. Well, I never... Uncle Horace!
That's right. Mrs. Pringle is my mother's sister, Molly.
I've been framed.
To a fare thee well. But right here in front of witnesses, if you want to get out of it, now's your chance. But after loving you for 3 years and not even getting a tumble, I just took the bull by the horns.
I'm glad you did.
I'm glad, too. It isn't every man who wants to marry a lady bull thrower.
Oh, but what a beautiful one. And I hope all 5 children look just like their mother.
Oh, 6, Mark, on one condition.
Condition?
That you don't get sentimental and insist on naming the first boy after my uncle, Horace Pringle Thatcher. That's more than any self-respecting mother could stand.
Thank you, Donna Reed. That was a most enjoyable performance.
Thank you, Rod. I enjoyed doing it. I'm strong for the savings bonds program, you know, so I'm always glad to appear on a bond show. To my way of thinking, there's no better investment in the world than savings bonds, and no better way to save than through the payroll savings plan where you work.
That's right, Donna. Payroll savings makes your saving automatic and regular.
And take it from me, Rod, that's the secret of success. It doesn't matter how much you save each payday, it's the idea of saving something every week. And when your employer does the saving for you, sets the money aside for bonds before you ever see it, well, it's a pretty painless proposition.
Yes, Donna, and before you know it, you've got a flying start on those plans for the future. That college education for the children, or that new home you've dreamed about, or funds for your own retirement. Savings bonds pay a fine return, too, you know. 3% compounded semi-annually when held to maturity. And you have the privilege of holding your Series E bonds at interest for as long as 10 years beyond maturity.
Friends, may I suggest that you invest in your own future security by saving regularly in the United States savings bonds. Thank you, and goodbye.
Thanks again, Donna Reed, for being our guest. Thank you, Donna Reed. Now, once again, here's Harry Sosnick and the Savings Bonds Orchestra with Why Was I Born? Listening to Guest Star, a transcribed feature for United States Savings Bonds, which today featured the Academy Award-winning star, Miss Donna Reed. The supporting players were Gerald Moore, Olan Soule, and Isabel Jewell. The narrator was Rod O'Connor, and the play was directed by Louis Graff. The time for this program is donated by this station every week in the public interest. The Treasury Department thanks your station and Miss Reed for their contribution to the Savings Bonds program. Next week, we'll have another famous guest and more good music by Harry Sosnick and the Savings Bonds Orchestra, so we hope you'll be on hand. Meanwhile, this is John Conte saying so long and reminding you that you can continue earning interest on your maturing e-bonds at the rate of 3% compounded semi-annually. Hold your matured bonds for more interest and keep on buying savings bonds where you work or bank.